Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The name of the Lord that can transform the Asuric character and purify it into nectar is verily the heaven of Shanti for all, for the world. To repeat that name without break, to love that form and that name with intensity, that is what deserves to be called bhakti. There are two parts in every single substance in the universe, nama and rupa, that is, name and form. Take away these two and there is no prapancha or universe anymore. The form is conceived and controlled by the name. The rupa is dependent on the nama. So if you reason out which is more lasting, you will find that the name is nityam and rupam is anityam. Consider the case of persons who have done various good works, achieved meritorious deeds, constructed hospitals or schools or temples or places of worship. Now, even when their form is absent from the world for men to see, their names with all their associated fame are even present in human memory, is it not? The rupam lasts but for a brief time, but the namam continues.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 93rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Karmadvamsine Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Karma is activity of mind, thought, sense and body. Every activity has a trail of consequence which cannot be escaped. The accumulation of these consequences, according to Baba, results in impulse, habit, conduct, attitude and character. It also shapes future birth. It is the capital which each child brings along with it for its new career on earth. In order to deprive karma of this consequence, which persists and binds, we have to 1. Dedicate every act to God. Be engaged in all activities as worship of God, without the least idea of being the doer. And 2. Be engaged in activity as duty, without craving for the fruit, without being worried about the consequence. The karma that is saturated with tyaga is dvamsa, destroyed. Baba destroys the binding force of karma by 1. Instructing us in jnana, for jnana burns into ashes the effect of karma. 2. Drawing us through bhakti and enabling us to dedicate all activity to Him, for then we know that He is our indweller. And 3. Showering His grace so that we may escape the impact of our own karma. Baba says, quote, "Grace acts like an umbrella against sun and rain, so that he who has secured it will be saved from the rigors of karma." Unquote. Faith in Baba and the courage he gives us enables us to laugh at the iron law of karma. We have taken shelter at his feet, and no harm can approach us as his children. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 93rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Karma Dhvamsine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Karmadvamsine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who destroys our karmas to give us liberation from retribution in this life. Swami always lays emphasis on the fact that each one must fulfill his duty without expecting any rewards. One has to always suffer the consequences of good and bad karma collected over past births. Swami says that the tyaga rupa karma, sacrifice, destroys the bondage of karma and frees us. One foreigner devotee desired to have a darshan of Baba. He has come to Prashantinilayam few days before the festival of Dasara. Dasara festivals were celebrated in a grand fashion. During his stay, the foreigner had an intense shivering coupled with fever and he felt sick. The fever was so intense that his situation started getting worse. So, he was taken to the hospital. Gradually, due to the sickness, he was not able to walk even a few steps. Doctor, after examining, prayed, "Baba, only you can protect him." Doctor's prayer has increased the foreigner's anxiety and he has entreated Baba thus, "Please present me with good health. I have few activities to be carried in Europe and I do not want to die now. Kindly protect me, Father." That night, Baba has appeared in his dream, as if he was standing right in front of him, with compressed hair and accompanied by sounds of Omkaram. The next day in the morning, when the devotee woke up, his situation had considerably improved. As he was in the hospital, he was visited by a stranger who spoke thus, quote, "Today in darshan, Baba has come near me and spoke about you. He told me your name and said you're the one. He told me your name and said you're the one who keeps swaying to his side during bhajan. Baba said that you have suffered a severe heart attack in the night, and he was there with you throughout the night, and that you are out of danger now. Tell him that there is no need to worry," is what Baba had told me. Unquote. The devotee's intense prayer has moved and melted Baba, who has rescued him. Baba has destroyed the devotee's prarabdha karma.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 93rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Karma Dvamsine Namaha. The 94th name is
Om Sri Sai Sadhumanasa Shobhitaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Baba Shobhita, that is, shines and illumines the manasa, that is, mind, inner consciousness of sadhus, of minds filled with sadhu qualities. Sadhu is a word used in the Gita in many senses. Acharya Yukta, equipped with good conduct and behavior, with good habits, Shastranuvarti, adhering strictly to the Shastras. Sanmargastha, established in the path most congenial to self-realization. Samyakvritta, engaged in pure activities. Baba declares that he has come to foster sadhutva, and not the class of people called sadhus, many of whom have unfortunately failed to live up to the ideals they profess. Whenever a mind has sadhutva, that is, the sadhu quality, Baba, who is always latent there, becomes manifest. He says, quote, "I read your mind, not because of any mind-reading power that I have acquired, but because I am there always. No one can exercise his mind anywhere without my being aware of it." Unquote. So Baba is in every mind, though he shines in the sadhu manasa and illumines it with the brilliance called jnana. It is the brilliance of his presence that when recognized becomes known as jnana. The bhakta is but a sadhu in whose mind Baba shines, who is able to visualize him in all through that light. The good, the compassionate, the great benefactors of mankind are all the sadhus in whom he shines, through whom he sheds his grace. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 94th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhu Manasa Shobhitaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Shri Sai Sadhu Manasa Shobhitaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who shines in the hearts of good people. Bhagavan Baba is aware of each and every person in this world and is also aware of their special qualities. So, when a person comes in contact with him, Bhagavan Baba enhances his goodness, enlightens his conscience and grants salvation. In 1962, Sri Madhavrao Dikshit from Mangalore came in contact with Dr. Gadhia, who was a devotee of Sri Satya Sai. When Dr. Gadhia informed him that Sri Satya Sai was a reincarnation of Shirdi Sai, Madhavrao accompanied him to Puttaparthi. Somehow, he was not ready to believe that Swami was Shirdi Sai Baba reborn. But when Bhagwan narrated in detail the chain of incidents from Madhavrao's life during the times of the Shirdi Sai avatar, he fell at Swami's feet. Suddenly, Swami turned to Dr. Gadhia and said, quote, "Do you administer an injection of insulin to him for his diabetes every day?" Unquote. Dr. Gadhia replied, "Yes, Swami. He has very high diabetes and so he has to take a daily dose of 40 units of insulin." Swami then told him, quote, "From tomorrow, stop the insulin injections." Unquote. He materialized vibhuti, which was brownish in color, and asked Madhavrao to eat it in front of him. On seeing this, Dr. Gadhia was quite nervous because he had brought Madhavrao along with him and was worried that stopping insulin might prove to be fatal for him. Knowing his thoughts, Swami told him, quote, "Gadhia, you do not worry. Dikshit's end had drawn near, but Swami has increased his lifespan by 8 years. The reason for this is the 8 years he spent with me during the Shirdi time. Now, he can eat as many sweets as he wants. I know he likes them." Unquote. After a week, Madhavrao's blood sugar level was tested and found to be absolutely normal. Then Swami asked him, "In the next 8 years, what do you wish to do?" Dikshit replied, "I'd like to serve you as a gatekeeper." Swami entrusted him with the responsibility of looking after the Brindavan ashram. He was given a house right next to the main gate. He served Sai for exactly 8 years, and finally, this noble soul merged in Sai.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 94th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhu Manasa Shobhitaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.